White, J.E. White, Emma. August 2nd, 1896. Dear children, I wish to express to you my gratitude to God that He has been furnishing me with talent right in our midst, Maggie Hare and Minnie Hawkins. Brother Lacey, the father of Willie's wife, married Mrs. Hawkins, who had 4 girls and 2 sons. Minnie is the 2nd girl in the family. She worked in the printing office in North Fitzroy for some years. She lamed her ankle in some way, and it was a serious matter. There were fears she could never walk again without much suffering. But thanks be to God, she is now, after 1 year of suffering, firm on her feet again, and is hearty and strong. Sister Burnham has been disciplining her, and she is editing short articles and is doing well. She is a girl of promise. Her being a practical typesetter, much matter has been committed to her without anyone editing the matter, and she has become quite an excellent proofreader. I have employed her at $2 per week. Sister Hare has $2.50 per week. So has May Israel, my bookkeeper. All these are excellent girls. Maggie does all my editing now, and copying on typewriter. She takes discourses in shorthand and writes them out. She was just discouraged that she could not get work. Fanny failed me, and she has been a great tax to me since she came to Australia. She left me for America in April, and she told me she wished to come back again. I told her I had no light to say 1 word of encouragement in this line. She urged me to say she might come back if she would pay her own fare. I could not do this. And Edson, I never want her connected with me again. She would talk to my workers, especially Marion, and get her stirred up so that I could hardly get along with Marion. She was like another person, infused with a spirit that was excitable and inexplainable. Now Fanny is gone, she is herself, just as peaceable as she used to be. The workers now are wholesome, healthy, and kind, and of value to me. I am so pleased. May Israel goes down to help Willie when the time comes for American mail. She is there today, August 2nd. Mail steamer leaves for America from Sydney tomorrow. I shall attend Adelaide meeting, leaving Sydney the last of September. This will be the important meeting for Australia this year. Sister Sarah Belden and Sister Burnham leave for America the last of September, 28th. Sister Lucas, my seamstress, takes her place as cook with my little maid, Edith Ward, 14 years old. The work will go on just the same. We have received letters from Lillian Gilbert that she has had 3 bleeding spells. I fear greatly for her, while Byron's death is vividly before me. Byron Belden was a treasure. I believe the Lord will open the way before me. Brother Olson writes for Willie and his mother, if possible, to come to next general conference, but we can neither of us leave the work here now. We have had no money to invest in school buildings or in meeting house. I have sent for the loan of £1,000 from South Africa. If I can get this, I can then loan it to the school to commence their work of building. We do not see our way clear to leave Australia. You see how things are at Battle Creek. Mother.